Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined, as always, by Martin Kellner, squad number 9, with a week of sport on TV.
That's right.
All the non-sporting TV was hoovered up by Mike Ward.
Yep.
A few highlights of the weekend, if you can fit the time in. And we had a bit of a chat, didn't we?
We did.
We did, as always. And don't forget, the Clips of the Week podcast is available elsewhere if you want to check those out as its own separate podcast. But for now, here's the best bit. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. Excuse me while I just take off my cardigan. It's very, very hot in this studio.
Okay. I'll excuse you while you take off your cardigan.
Well, I was going to sound like I was making a few noises when I got it off.
That's the noise you make when you're taking your cardigan off in your 70s.
Anyway, what a game last night. Chelsea women against Lyon women. And the most physical women's game I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it was intense. It was tense. It was everything.
It was tense and intense.
The Women's Champions League is really just a bit like the Men's Champions League. It's probably the best football.
Yeah.
It's a cut above, and it was incredible. And I was amazed that Chelsea got through, really, because Lyon...
What was the story of the game that those haven't followed it?
The story of the game was Chelsea were 1-0 up after the first leg. Lyon scored.
And it was at the bridge, wasn't it? Good crowd.
Good crowd, about 20,000, I think.
Excellent, yeah.
So, actually, I can't remember exactly how many it were, but...
I won't hold you to it,
no, okay. Chelsea, a bit like the men's team, they've got a lot of injuries, key players missing, about 4 or 5. And so, and Lyon, like PSG in their league, have an easier time.
Yeah.
So they were fresher going into the latter part of the game. And but look, they got through, and Emma Hayes, she couldn't watch the penalty. I'm always fascinated when coaches can't watch a penalty.
Yeah.
You know, you think you do all that planning all week, everything's scientific. That's not very scientific, is it? Just turning... Pep does it, though. I mean, just turning it back. It's not going to make any difference.
If we've got any Sunday morning, Saturday afternoon gaffers listening today who do the same thing.
I used to do it, but I thought, what's the point? It's no point. It makes no difference. The goalie will take it, doesn't know that I'm not watching the penalty. I might as well watch it.
I've always loved watching them. It's fantastic, isn't it? When you get one,
You got to, I think. So, but well done to them.
And the only thing you showed me, I saw... I'd watched the highlights of it this morning.
Oh, the keeper.
But the penalty shootout they had, the goalkeepers were practically moving off their line for every pen. They were very, considering there was VAR there and you had an assistant referee on the line.
Yeah, it was there.
They were very lax. That wouldn't have gone down well with Lyon, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, well done to Chelsea.
Well done to Chelsea. And you see that Paul Whitehouse would like Christmas to be only... He reckons Christmas should be held every 4 years, just like the World Cup. He says, I'm sick of Christmas. You know, I don't look forward to it, whereas if it was every four years...
He did that on the Christmas Gone Fishing. He talked about it on there,
That's right. But Gianni Infantino has piped up. He wants it every 2 years.
Of course he does, And Arsene Wenger's quite happy to have it every year. Although he wouldn't have wanted it to be every year when he was a club manager.
No, obviously.
Now, we mentioned the idea of playing against the stars incognito. This is because Alex Iwobi has admitted, the Everton player, that he kind of lost his love for football, wasn't getting games, and needed to get it back. And the way he did it was to go and play with his mates in Manchester.
Yeah, it's a nice story.
Incognito. He said, just to get back to the reason why I fell in love with football in the first place, just to go and play like a pickup game with some pals. He wore a snood. So no one would...
It's a bit like me going back to hospital radio.
Yeah.
Some people say I'd never left.
I don't think you ever left, Andy, in terms of your fine work.
Exactly.
You've got hospital radio written all over you.
I have.
But where were we? Not that there's anything wrong with hospital radio. I mean, you were sacked for playing I Will Survive.
No, that's not true.
To a bloke in intensive care.
That is not true.
Are you sure? I've always been told that's what I am.
Absolutely not true.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, where were we? Yes, so Alex Iwobi going there, playing in his snood, not recognised. But now and again, you know, you can come up against the stars. Could be in any sport. And you're thinking, and they've tried to disguise themselves. Or they've not let on who they are. So no one really knows. And maybe you're the one that goes, excuse me, aren't you? I mean, so look, if you've played against one of the stars and they were trying to be incognito, how did they do it? Who was the star? Tell us the story. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or tweet to TSH&J.
News of the Duke of Kent, my old friend, as Moose would call him.
Yes, that's right.
He held a dinner and a concert at St James's Palace to commemorate the 90th anniversary of the London Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah. But
unfortunately, they only did one number. You can guess what it was, wasn't it?
It was the thing.
And that was it after they didn't want to hear anymore.
I just love the fact that you always rely on the fact that everybody knows that the Duke of Kent is mad about tennis.
Yes.
It's the same. It's essentially the same joke every time.
It is.
Isn't it, really? Andy, same joke every time Jacob says it.
I get quite a lot out of the court circular and the birth announcements. I mean, this one's amazing.
Yeah.
Waldegrave, a baby was born.
Quite a famous name, there, isn't it?
Quite a thing, yeah. But it's quite interesting because the family, obviously, for some reason, have a very strange middle name. So I'll just read it out as it says.
Okay.
Waldegrave on March the 15th, 2023, to Kate Orff, O-R-F, and Jamie, a son, Alexander Orff, brother to William. I say, thank goodness they didn't call him Fred.
Yeah. How are you spelling Orff?
O-R-F.
Like, okay.
Now, there's no other way of pronouncing it, is there?
Orff. No, that's it, yeah. Yeah, but old Fred Orff. That'd be, yeah.
It's not right, is it?
My wife's dad was Fred Hall.
Okay.
So he
sorry, yeah, exactly.
Rarely put an initial down. It was always difficult, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, I don't know where that takes us.
No way.
We should salute.
Do you want TV formats for Graham Liver?
Yeah, we didn't realise. Congratulations to all of our colleagues. And indeed, thank you very much to Aria. Loads of lovely nominations for the station.
12 nominations for the station.
Fantastic. Well done,
everybody. That's
everybody
except us.
Not that you're bitter. I don't think it is, Andy.
No, I
don't think it is.
Just about.
I think if you go back to hospital radio, maybe they'll start getting a connection again.
I should get a job on prison radio.
But we, yeah, well.
AWOLs win every year.
There's been times, Andy. So yes, we were wondering. Yeah, Graham Liver, well done to him. He's from
BBC Radio, local radio.
Yeah,
breakfast show. It's been nominated.
This could be a platform for. This could be a platform for. Is it Graham Liver?
Graham Liver.
Well,
yeah.
I've got the two Grahams together. I've got a Graham Liver and Graham Onions doing their own show about the world of cricket.
That's a really good idea.
That would be a good listen. Onions and liver, we'd call it.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's okay, go on then. Yeah, it's Friday.
Kevin Bacon.
You can bring Iwobi on with him. You can... he could... Brilliant. So many shows you could have with him on BBC Radio Lancashire with other presenters, but quite tough booking. Certainly Kevin Bacon.
Probably lower leg physio in calves liver.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Or it's like Jack Grealish, obsessed with Jack Grealish's calves.
Something like that. Yeah.
Sorry, Graham, if it's just a bit of fun. You can do one on our names on your show. Okay. We don't mind. So, Jacob's crackers, you can have. There's not much you can do with Hawksby. It's a bit of a cul-de-sac.
Really.
So, anyway, let us know if you've got any format sets. Friday, you can bring in
Hawksby
games.
Hawksby and Q.
And we also would like, as we said, the stars incognito. TalkSport.com/H&J.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Listen, Amy. Arsenal's away kit has been voted the best football strip in Britain. Yeah, but it's probably... Who, other than Arsenal fans, would vote for an Arsenal kit?
Which kit was it? The old yellow bruised banana one?
No, it was
not vintage.
This year's.
It's the current
one. This year's
ones.
Away kit, yeah. Okay. Gunners' home kit came fourth.
Right, okay.
I suggest that there's a lot of Arsenal fans taking part in that survey.
Okay, where did your kit come, Andy? Is that why you're railing against it?
No, it doesn't say.
Oh, okay, fair enough, good.
I don't quite... There's a lot of stuff about Chelsea moving to Earl's Court.
Yes.
People seem so upset about it. It's funny, isn't it? People get really, attached.
So you wouldn't be averse to moving away from Stamford Bridge?
It's within the borough, and you wouldn't have to play away for 5 years. And that surely has got to be a consideration. But at my age, I don't look forward to long. I probably never even see the stadium, so I don't care that much. But I would have
they're
said
they're going to have to build a stadium there, though, aren't they?
Well, it's not that it seems likely, because Earls Court Development have said, no, we've got no plans
to do that. So they'd be building it while they stayed at Stamford Bridge, yes. And as soon as it finished, they would move.
Yeah.
And how many years would it take to build the stadium at Earls Court?
Well, much less than it would take to do it at Stamford Bridge, because you've got to get rid of the stadium. That's 18 months to start with.
Yeah.
Then you've got to dig down. That's another... they reckon 5 years to rebuild the stadium. You know, so that's a mixture of playing at Wembley and playing at Fulham or wherever. You know, it's not ideal.
So you'd have to get the... because, as everybody knows, the Chelsea pitch owners mean that they have a pretty major say on whether the club stay at the same place or not.
They do, but on the other hand, you know, you could do what they did at Arsenal. You could just build a block around the pitch. I'm not saying they do that. I mean, they want to consider everybody's feelings and all that. They seem quite sensitive, and I'm sure they'll come to the right decision. But I just don't see the vehement sort of anti the idea of, you know, the Stamford Bridge. Yeah, it's your spiritual home. It is your home. But on the other hand, you know, these things forever, I'm not sure. You know, the stadium's changed a lot over the years. Well, of course, they still play.
I suppose you are looking at it from a slightly selfish point of view in your advancing years. You don't have to go to Wembley for 5 years, do you?
No, I don't.
Because by the time they come back, I mean, God willing, you're still here. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure you will be.
I've got a 75% chance, apparently.
You've had a 75% chance. You've been telling us that for the last 2 years.
No. That's what the doctor told me the other week.
He told you what, sorry? A 75% chance of what?
He said, at your age, you've got a 25% chance of dying in the next 10 years. Right. So I said, well, that's a 75% chance of not dying, so I'll take those odds.
You prefer those?
Well, obviously,
I do. You're glass half full.
At this stage.
Yeah, that's good, Andy. Well,
thank you very much.
That's good to know.
I'll look at it that way if I can. What else have I got here? We've got some of a selection of really weird, mad letters about Spurs, actually.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me.
No. Who's this one this morning?
Do you want to come back to those?
I can do, yeah.
You can do. I'll give you a bit of time, because I see you're shuffling through your papers
I like
there.
A bit of shuffling.
So let me tell you what's coming up. Stan Collymore's going to be here. We're going to look at three big games this weekend, and we'll have a Falls panel as well. We should let you know, because we want to get you involved in the Falls panel. We've got Arsenal versus Leeds, Brighton versus Brentford, Chelsea Villa. Stan's going to be looking at those first. The games we'd like your take on are Manchester City-Liverpool. We kick off game day tomorrow with a huge match, Manchester City-Liverpool. Palace-Leicester and Everton-Tottenham, which is TalkSport's commentary game on Monday evening. So all those are live on TalkSport. There are our three games in the Falls panel. We would like you to phone us now and join us at 2:45 for 10 minutes and represent the TalkSport listeners to take on us, Stan, Ian Danter for the commentators. The games again, City-Liverpool, Palace-Leicester, Everton Spurs, and the number of call to register your interest and represent, say, the listeners on air, 03717 223344. 03717 223344. Yeah, and Stan will give us his pick of the other matches over the weekend. Later on, we'll have Mike Ward with a non-sporting telly, a week of sport on TV from Martin Kellner, and of course, the clips of the week. They're all to come. But we are going to find out what the Premier League table would look like without VAR. In a few moments' time, we're here with Toolstation. Every day, great value on trade quality products.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Martin Kellner has a week of sport on TV. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon to you, boys. You all right?
Yeah, we're not so bad,
good,
Martin.
Good, good.
So what has taken your fancy this week?
Well, I watched Thursday Night Footy.
Ooh.
Now, yes, Thursday Night Footy is, of course, on Thursday morning in the UK. But it's the NRL from Australia. And I just think if people like rugby league, they ought to, you know, it's live sport, it's 9:30 in the morning, it's on at the weekend, but it's on a Thursday as well, Thursday Night Footy, and it's all part of my bid to become a little bit more Australian. Do you remember last week I was talking about that boat race at Coolangatta with all those ripped bronzed guys, and I thought, do you know what?
That's you.
I'm going to try and, that's me, that's me. I'm going to, but it's fun, basically, it's fun. It was the Sydney Roosters versus the Parramatta Eels, which was a sort of bit of a corrective for St Helens, you know, because they won the World Club Championship beating the Eels. In this match, the Eels were sort of very much playing second fiddle to the Sydney Roosters.
Right.
But I like it because you also get the a little bit of the Aussie coverage at half time. You know, before you get into the British ads, you get the trailers for the Australian programmes. They've got a thing called Fletch and Hindi. I don't know whether you're familiar with that.
No, I'm not.
But you know, the thing about that is, it's a couple of former NRL players, Brian Fletcher, Nathan Hindmarsh.
But I think it was like Kath and Kim. I thought it was a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's not a sitcom, sadly, but look quite funny. I thought I'd like to watch all that because I think the Aussies do these things very well. You remember Roy and HG? I know you two were big fans of that years ago. And it's a similar sort of vibe to it. So just thought, just for information purposes, if you fancy a bit of rugby league, and it does sometimes make the British game look a little bit undernourished.
Oh, the standard is so high. It's an amazing
very,
game.
Very
tell that to South to St Helens fans.
Yeah, well, no, so, you know, full credit to St Helens, it was a fantastic victory. But, you know, the NRL is consistently brilliant, brilliant to watch.
Yeah.
And then there was obviously, there was a Super League match, Lee versus Wigan, which sort of, as I say, seemed a little bit undernourished after watching the Australian stuff. They call it the Battle of the Borough. So basically it was who's the best team in, or who's the better team in the borough of Wigan, which is sort of seems slightly less global issue. but there you are. Anyway, I watched all that. I tell you what else, what struck me this week is that I think television programmes are maybe being created by chatbot now. I think AI is taking over. I watched on the iPlayer, it was a 2022 show, but I'd not seen it before, Idris Elba's Fight School.
Yeah.
And it just looked like so many other programmes. Like, you know, the Freddie Flintoff cricket thing that he did.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, but that was brilliant. That was an excellent programme.
Well, it was an excellent programme.
Yeah.
And the Idris Elba programme's good as well, you know. But
just a bit
similar.
Same, is that what you
mean?
It's
the
really
same
just,
formula. Yeah, yeah. Then you have the Crystal Palace Academy. Then you've got Gordon Ramsay doing a cooking thing. You've got The Apprentice, you know, and they all have
come
to
on,
have,
chatbot, come up with some new ideas.
Yeah,
precisely. So it all seems to be fed into the same machine and they come out with the same thing. Idris Elba's brilliant and he's such a, you know, he's such an attractive personality and such, I was looking up, he does motivational stuff as well, Idris Elba. I was looking up some of his quotes and he says, one of his quotes is, "I love working, I'm a workaholic." Yeah, not kidding, you're a workaholic. He's honest, you know, apart from the acting stuff, he sort of plugs all the Sky VIP stuff. Now he's doing Booking.com as well. And he's on this fight school programme, which is okay. Eight kids. He's their mentor, if you like. He returns to Forest Gate, very much West Ham country in East London. He says, "I love coming back." And then the next link, he says, "It's the first time I've been back for 25 years." So he obviously didn't love it that much. But he goes back to this community centre where, you know, you've and then you go through the people. It's a 5-episode thing. You go through the people who are going to take part and he's mentoring these people to make them into boxers, basically. Yeah. And but then again, you look at the cast and there's always somebody for whom assume it's going to be a redemptive thing, you know, somebody who's got mental health issues of some sort. And then I watched Race Across the World. I know it's not strictly sport, but I watched that last night. And again, you know, you had the same sort of general cast of characters. So it does seem...
It's a good show, though, though. I enjoy that.
What, Race Across the World? You like it, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with any of these shows. There's just so many. Yeah, it's not bad. They're going over Canada this time. There's a couple of quite funny women in it I quite like. But
Across Chiswick is not quite as exciting.
Yeah, well, it's just Canada. They're just in one country.
Okay.
And while I was on BBC iPlayer, but yeah, I, you know, if you certainly if you're interested in boxing, it's Idris Elba's Fight School, and it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I watched one called Giving It Stick while I was on iPlayer. See, I thought it was Giving It Shtick, and I thought it was going to be a stuff about borscht belt comedians in America in the 60s, but sadly not. It's about Shinty.
Oh, wow.
Shinty, which was like hockey with GBH.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very violent. Mm. It just looks... You know, you've got people who are real rivals, hotly contested rivalry. They're villages based in the Highlands, the village of Newton Moor and King Gussie. Hot rivalry. And when you've got hotly contested rivalry, the last thing you want to do is put sticks in people's, you know, really hard sticks, and then very, very tough on the shins.
I was going to say the shin pad franchise for that must be pretty good.
Well, yeah, they do wear that sort of stuff. In the old days, as somebody on the programme was saying this, in the old days, there were no shin pads, there was no protection of any sort, you know, not even the little knee things that you would get if you were going on a skateboard. And one of the coaches, it's central to the Highland way of life, but very, very localised, this. It's a very sweary programme.
Oh.
I didn't catch... Well, you know, not surprising, somebody's whacking around the shins with a...
You're going to swear, aren't you?
But it was fun. It's a fun show. Communists have been keeping it alive for centuries. The whole programme starts with the pipers. Mm. You know, the pipers come out with the bagpipes and all that, which struck me as odd because a lot of Scottish people, they don't like all the, you know, the shortbread and the tartan and the, you know, the pipers and all that.
Yeah.
Especially now they've beaten Spain 2-0. They like to think of themselves as maybe a more modern country. But if you want to, I mean, it's one of these programmes where, you know, if you're interested in a sort of byproduct that's remained alive for years and looks like, well, you know, it's still people love it in this very localised area of the Highlands. I can't see it catching on in Dorking.
I see it's made by the same people that made the Real Kashmir and Return to Real Kashmir documentaries,
which were both
excellent, weren't they? BBC Scotland do some...
there's some great stuff, BBC Scotland. I love that stuff.
In my local station. I only get BBC Scotland.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that right?
How do you manage that?
I've no idea. But
you've done something wrong with your telly. And technology, you are absolutely sensational.
I told you, there's no reason why I'm Scottish West London. Accent now. It's really odd.
She's been watching the Shinty. Of course she has.
You should watch it, I think you do get live Shinty as well, but a lot of that's on BBC Alba. I don't know whether you get that as well, Andy.
No,
BBC
Alba. I can get it, but
Andy,
it's not my...
Andy only gets Gaelic language default. Telly. It'd be fantastic, well, we're out of time, Martin, so you're back tonight. If they want another dollop of you, they can get that from 1 a.m, can't they?
A huge dollop. Absolutely massive dollop. be back at 1 a.m. to kick off Showdown Saturday. I didn't know it was Showdown Saturday until I was listening to you, but we'll start Showdown at the end of the weekend. Starts here.
It does.
At 1 a.m.
At 1 a.m. Oh, that's right. Yes. Brilliant. And we look forward to it. Thanks, Martin.
No worries. Cheers, boys.
Martin Kellner there with the Week of Sport on TV.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, we're not saying there's a lot of sport on TV this weekend or on the radio, but there is. But you'll still find some time, I'm sure, to squeeze in a bit of non-sporting telly, which is why we turn always to the star's very own Mike Ward. Good afternoon, Mike. Hello, Mike. You there?
Sorry. I coughed to the nation. How pleasant.
It's nice.
That's my Tom
getting
Jones
the old
impression.
Channel 4 getting ready. Not Channel 4.
Channel 4?
Top 4. Getting ready for the Champions League.
Oh, very much so.
You're on the cusp, aren't you?
On the cusp, and we've got the what are you like?
I'm on the Cubs.
I'm just putting my letters in a different order in the words that I speak today. It's most amusing. The big six-pointer, the European six-pointer this weekend, of course.
Absolutely.
It should be a good... We were saying at Stan Collymore earlier on, it should be a good game. Brighton, Brentford. Are you going along, Mike?
Of course.
Tremendous.
Yeah. I've got my Wembley ticket as well. So.
Oh, fantastic.
Very excited.
So,
I don't know the way.
Oh, right. Well, look, whilst watching Ted Lasso the other day, they bolted a trailer to this next show onto it. The Big Door Prize.
Yes.
Good cast, and yeah. I've heard some good reviews.
It is, yeah. It's Chris O'Dowd. It's a sort of peculiar comedy. It's basically set in small town America, where in the local general store, a strange new, for want of a better expression, vending machine has been installed, which is like a fortune telling device. You put in your money, give it a few personal details, and out pops a little ticket with normally a single word on it, and that apparently represents your potential in life. Not necessarily your destiny, but your potential. So the effect within this small community is that all these people become hooked on this thing, and they're convinced that their lives are unfulfilled because they're destined to be, you know, an astronaut or such like.
Mm.
And it's a story about, obviously on one level it's daft, but on the other level it's all about sort of people suddenly becoming not so happy with their lot in life, as it were. Ugh. So that's the premise behind it. But
I'll get Graham Potter to try it.
Late with the Graham Potter reference this week.
Apple TV, it's on, isn't it?
It's Apple TV,
so
yeah.
So they're all available.
Absolutely.
Now, 10 o'clock tonight, Channel 4, in the last leg slot. Late Night Lycett, of course. Joe Lycett, new show, which he's made in Birmingham. Yep. What's he up to?
Well, live from Birmingham. So the answer is we don't really know exactly. It's sort of like a late night Joe Lycett version of Saturday Night Takeaway by the sound of it. It's one of those lots of comedy, lots of games, special guests, local heroes, stunts, da-da-da-da. But the thing that they've made a big fuss about, and which has got quite a lot of publicity, is he's giving away as prizes some of his own possessions.
He said they can't, Channel 4 can't afford the prizes.
He's giving away his own. He's back with his shredder and his 10 grand. It's a stunt. We don't mind that. It's fine, a stunt.
They include apparently his own Lexus hybrid. I've no idea what state is Lexus hybrid in and whether it's still got sandwich wrappers under the seat or whatever, but apparently that's among them. Also, his household cutlery, his socks, and one of his comedy awards.
Okay, fantastic. All right, that's 10 o'clock. Is that an hour, is it, tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, okay. Yes, a whole hour.
Tomorrow, on BBC One, 9:15... Magpie Murders. What's all this about?
This was actually on BritBox a while ago. Right. So it's on Bits. This is written by Anthony Horowitz, who wrote Foyle's War and a million and one other things as well. And it's got Leslie Manville in it. And it's basically the story of a sort of bizarre murder mystery. She plays a book editor whose top-selling author delivers a manuscript with one chapter missing, which of course she was massively frustrated by. And that's, I can't really say much more because that gives away so much if I tell you any more, but she then tries to investigate why it's missing, and then she makes some shocking discoveries and lots of riddles to be solved as a consequence.
Good cast.
Good cast as well, because Daniel May's in it, Pippa Hayward,
Michael Maloney. Good. So 9:15 in the casualty slot. Is that
in
slot? They've taken that off, have they, now for a while?
Yeah, so they've dumped that.
Hospital's not as popular as they used to be.
Nah, everything's hospital drama.
Frank Sinatra fans got a whole night of him on BBC Two.
Yeah, finishing with High Society. One day I'll get through that film without nodding off halfway through.
Not tomorrow, because it doesn't start till 10:15.
I know, another chance. Yes, I won't even get
to. And you'll be watching all your five goals against Brentford in Match of the Day, won't you, at that point?
I wish.
Yes.
Well, we won't be on any earlier. I know that for sure.
It seems a bit of a love-in of Frank, who, you know, by all accounts was an absolute piece of work. So I don't know if any of these take on what he was like as a bloke.
Well, there is the documentary at 9:20, Frank Sinatra, What an Absolute Piece of Work, an arena special.
Well, that's the one I'll be watching for a balanced view of old Blue Eyes.
Yeah.
Starstruck, ITV.
Starstruck, another one, I know, Andy's favourite.
How'd you find three Dua Leapers?
3-2 Leapers. That must be a I've got to make some sort of joke based on some no, forget it.
Trio Leapers. That's what I was
trying to do, the duo trio thing, but then just the words didn't come because, as I say, I've got them all in the wrong order today.
Three Sam Cooks. I mean, Sam Cooke had one of the greatest voices of all time. To find three people that sound anything like him, I think it's
The sound anything like him, as with all these.
That's the flaw in the format.
That's the flaw. Yeah.
I was about this new show. Do you read about that show with Gazza on Channel 4? You look at these shows. Famous celebrities that have to complete tasks in the dark.
Yes.
The thing is,
how is that a TV programme?
It's Paul Gascoigne has often talked about how he really struggled with the dark and had sort of real. I'm surprised he'd done it. But anyway, with the piece in the paper focused on his flatulence in a confined space.
Yes.
So there we are. Pulitzer's all round.
Sounds terrible.
Let's finally, on Sunday, I've not watched this yet, but Great Expectations. I mean, again, a great cast.
It's been getting
a right kicking. They're saying it's not true to the original.
Well, obviously didn't read the Daily Express last Monday. It gave it a great review on page 3.
How was that,
I love it when I'm the only person who does that. I think, am I wrong?
Whoops. Have the courage you can venture.
Then I thought, I'm being bold. No, I loved it.
You liked it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, fantastic. I'll give it a go then on your recommendation.
Oh, don't do that.
Go ahead, be it. thank you, Mike. Enjoy the game tomorrow. All the best.
Cheers, guys. Take care.
There we are on the non-sporting TV there with Mike Ward.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We'll do it all again on Monday after a busy Premier League weekend and all the boxing and everything else. As always, Danny Kelly will be joining us for that deep dive into the Premier League and Andy Brassel taking us around Europe, etc. Do hope you can join us from 1 on Monday. If not, the podcast, as always, will be available at 4. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.